you're trying to do well in a class and you get a bad grade. Okay, so you're in this little frame, you want to get a good grade, that isn't happening, you got a bad grade. Okay, what is it that's manifesting itself as the bad grade? Well, you could say, well, it's a C minus on a piece of paper. It's like, well, that's, you know, really? No. That's the objective manifestation. You got a piece of paper with a C minus. The value-free proposition is that you've been delivered a piece of paper with a curve on it and a little, you know, negative sign. Well, you think, well, that's what that is. Well, you know, it's as dopey as thinking, well, here you got your failing grade, you go into the lab and you like weigh it on a scale, and then you burn it and see what it was made of. It's like, well, why did I get so upset about that? It's just paper. It's like, no, that's not just paper. It's an entity that exists in a web of connections. The fact that it's signified by paper is almost completely irrelevant. What is it? The answer is, you don't know. And that's why when you pick it up, you get this paralyzed sinking feeling, because your limbic system is a lot smarter than your perceptual systems, and your perceptual system say, well, that's a piece of paper, and your limbic system says, nah, for sure, dragon. Right, and so then you're sweating, and then maybe you put it away and you go play video games, because, you know, better the hypothetical dragon than the real dragon. And so instead you pull out the piece of paper maybe and you think, okay, why did I get this C minus? Well, that's a hell of a question, isn't it? It's like, maybe you're stupid. Well, that could be, or at least stupid compared to who you think you are. Like, that's the real horror that's lurking there, right? It's like, oh, I thought I was kind of smart. That's a proposition of the highest order. I thought I was kind of smart. It's like, yeah, well, what about this C minus? It's like, well, that goddamn professor, right? That's the first thing. It's I've been attacked by a predator. That's the first response, right? So it's a nonsensical message. It's just delivered by someone evil and predatory. Well, that's, you know, possible, but I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there first necessarily. So, but then, well, then say you don't go there. Okay, well, so what is this exactly? Do you not know what you thought you knew? Are you not who you think you are? Do you not work hard enough? Are your values not organized properly? Do you misuse your time? Are you in the wrong field? Is the way you're construing your life completely inappropriate? Are you acting out what your parents wanted you to do, and you're pissed off about it, so you're only running at 40% to spite them, despite the fact that they're paying $25,000 a year for your education? Because that's a fun game. Yeah, I'll go do what you want me to do, but I'll fail. But not completely, because then that wouldn't cost you very much. I'll just fail a little bit, so that you have to spend all that money forcing me to do what I don't want to do, but you'll never get to escape from it. And then every time we interact, I'll stab you in various ways that you don't quite understand, just to show you how irritated I am that I happen to be acting out the destiny that you've put forward for me. So maybe that's part of the dragon, right? And then that pulls in the whole parent thing. And, you know, these are bottomless pits often. When you're in the world and something objects to you, something that matters objects to you, then in the entire unrealized world is in that thing that objects. It's all tangled up inside it. That's why it's the great dragon of chaos. It's everything that's outside of your conceptual structure. And what is that? It's everything that lurks outside of your walled city. And it's manifested itself like the snake in the garden. And the easiest thing to do is say, I'm not having anything to do with that. But the problem with that is, well, you get your C minus and you don't do anything about it. Maybe you're a little bitter and more resentful and your study habits get a little worse. So the next time you get like a D plus, and then you collect a bunch of Fs, and then you stop going to school, and then you stop showering, right? Then you end up jumping off the bridge. And so that's how the dragon eats you when you don't pay attention to it. And so it's no bloody wonder that people avoid, you know. It's really no wonder that they avoid, because error messages contain within them the implicit world. Now, the upside of that is, well, they contain within them the implicit world. And the world isn't all negative. And so maybe you get your C minus, and that's actually the best gift you ever got, because somebody finally took you and went, whack, you know, clue in. And so you take that apart and you think, oh, I don't know how to write. I don't know how to think. I've never read anything in my life. My study habits are abysmal, you know, like maybe I'm working at 2% efficiency, which is probably, I would suspect that, you know, some of you aren't doing that, but I bet you that, I bet there's 30 to 50% of the people in the room are working at 2% efficiency. It's like, that's so to find that out is so optimistic. I mean, if you're barely hanging in there, but you're only working at 2%, you might imagine what you could have as a life if you're working at like 50%. So the C minus can be the best gift you ever had, and that's the gold that the dragon hoards, right? That's exactly what that means. And so, well, so you're moving from point A to point B in your little circumscribed world. You've made everything invisible, and as long as that works, then your theory's good enough. It's accurate enough. It's true enough. You're in your little paradise. But if something comes up and objects, well, that's where your character is tested fundamentally. That's the character test. It's like, what do you do with messages of error? And that's a tricky issue. Okay, so here's a solution to that. Here's what not to do. I am a bad person. I got to see myself. I'm a bad person. I might as well just go jump off the bridge. It's like, no, that's not good. Because what that means is that every time you try to learn something, you're going to make a mistake. Because what do you know? So you're going to make mistakes. And if the rule is every time you make a mistake, you're going to go jump off the bridge, then that's not a useful problem-solving strategy. And so when you make a mistake, you don't get to beat yourself to death with a club. It's a bad strategy, and you'll have your internal tyrant in there who's perfectly happy about doing that. That's the, you know, overactive superego that Freud talked about. Maybe it came to you via a parent who was too authoritarian, or a grandparent, or maybe it's just you because you're disagreeable and neurotic, and so you'll take your, or hyper-conscientious, you'll take yourself apart. Well, starting the, and so you've got a problem. Something has objected to you. Then the question is, well, what does that mean? Well, maybe you're not looking at the world right. Maybe your goals are wrong. Maybe you're not acting properly. It's okay. So the question that arises when an obstacle emerges is, which part of this structure needs attention? And the first answer can't be all of it. Which is why when you're arguing with someone in an intimate relationship and you're angry at them and you want to win, which is a big mistake, you want to win, you say, well, this is what you're like. Here's another 10 examples of how you've done that in the past, and I can enumerate more of them if you'd like. And so that's actually what you're like, and I've tried fixing you and it didn't work, and so it looks like you're going to be like that up into the future, and you're basically saying to them, well, you're a bad person, and the only thing they can do is either collapse or punch you. And punching you is actually better than collapsing. You know what I mean? It's such a counterproductive way of arguing. You don't leave the person any out. And so maybe, well, they're civilized, so it doesn't get physical. Well, maybe that's good and maybe it isn't. But then they end up either really not happy with you in a way that they will manifest the first possible opportunity they get, or they have to go off in the corner and cringe. It's like, great, you won. It's like now your partner's either hates you or is cringing. It's great. That's a real good victory, man. Rack up about 100 victories like that and you'll be in divorce court and spending $250,000 while being miserable about it. Yeah. So something objects to you and you think, okay, well, I need to take myself apart, right? Because there's a piece that's broken somewhere. And then you might think, well, let's assume it's a little piece to begin with. That's the right mechanism. It's like, okay, you got a C minus. That doesn't prove that you're stupid. And now, it implies that you might be stupid, but it doesn't, right, really, it does, and that's why you don't want to look at it. Maybe it implies that you're lazy, or implies that you're ignorant, or, like, it implies all sorts of terrible, might imply that you're a bad person, even. But you don't want to leap to that, and that's sort of the proclamation of innocence before guilt. Assume that you're the least amount of reprehensible and ignorant possible. And so then you look at the micro-routines. It's okay, well, I got a C minus in this course. Maybe I should study for that course 15 minutes more a day for the next 3 months. And then you ask yourself, do you think you could do that? No, I'm too useless. Okay, how about 15 minutes every second day? You think you could do that? You put it in your schedule, like 15 minutes every second day in the morning. And that's while you think, well, what's wrong with me? Well, I'm not very good at managing my study schedule. That's not quite down here at the behavioral level, but it's pretty close, because what you can take an action. You can open up your schedule and you can say, well, I'll mark 15 minutes aside. Then you can practice doing that. It's pretty low level in the hierarchy. It means, well, you're still not a horrible person. You just got to polish up your work ethic.